Welcome to Real Moms 2 Podcast. Let's face it, nothing will test you more than the moment you become a mother.
Yes, that includes stepmoms, adoptive moms, foster moms, all moms.
Believe me, we know. Being a mom can be one of your greatest joys and your biggest headache. This podcast is two real moms discussing real life issues and situations we face throughout motherhood. Expect to laugh
and cry,
but most importantly,
expect to relate. Because if you're nothing else in life, you're a real mom too.
What up, Real Mom 2 Village? This is your girl Alana, and I'm here with my co-host
Sia.
Remember, if you love what you hear, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and leave a comment. Don't forget to like, share, and comment on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Today's episode is about baby names, whether it's naming your own child, laughing at funny, unique names, or just drama that you may have to deal with when choosing your baby name. So let's get into it. Hey, listeners, so listen to this. Sia sent me this article about a young lady who decided to name her daughter Caitlin.
Caitlin's a good name.
Caitlin is a Reggie name, in my opinion.
A regular name.
To each his own when it comes to baby names, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a lot of drama and whatnot, but let me tell you about this Caitlin girl.
Okay.
So Caitlin, her mother decided that she loved the name Caitlin, but she did not like the way Caitlin was spelled.
Mm-hmm.
So do y'all know how my girl decided to spell Caitlin?
How are we going to even explain this to them?
I don't know, y'all. We're going to try. I'm going to spell it.
Okay, spell it.
And I don't know if these are I's or L's or 1's, but here we go. K-V-L-L-L-L.
The lowercase L, by the way.
Y-N.
And then she did a capital L.
That's weird. Actually, I don't know if the whole name is capitalized or not, but whenever I saw it written, it was all caps.
Yeah. So the V, I guess it could be an I too. I don't know.
You guys have heard of Roman numerals, right? Okay. So the number 8 also sounds like A if you say it a certain way. The number 8 in Roman numerals is a V and 3 1s or 3 L's, probably 3 L's since it's letters.
Yes. Three so lowercase L's. Yes.
That's how she spelled the kid's name. Caitlin. So K-V-K-8, but in Roman numerals, L-Y-N.
Trifling.
But can you imagine?
When I read the article, Alana, I didn't even know what they was talking about. They're like, yeah, this is how you spell the name. So I read it. I'm reading the beginning. You know, you got to read the, they shock you with the shock factor. So that's what I saw. The K-V lowercase, 2 lowercase L's, capital L, Y, N. Eight. So then I was like, what? So I had to read the article to figure out what the heck it said. I didn't even know,
girl,
how to pronounce the name.
Like, what did she send me and why?
So I sent it because I'm like, you know, this is ridiculous. And then it reminded me about like baby naming and naming your kids. And I was like, we have to talk about this.
We do. And we got some funny stories for today. So come on, let's bring it. So why do you think, like, what's the history behind names?
So biblically, most names reference God in some kind of way. So like you have Daniel and Gabriel and Isaiah. Daniel means God is my judge. Matthew, gift of God. Isaiah, God is salvation.
Okay.
So that's where a lot of the names came from. And then sometimes they change the name based on like the child, they felt like the child's destiny or whatever and stuff like that.
I've considered that.
Yeah.
I'm a hold that. Go ahead, girl.
So then later on, you fast forward a little bit, you're like Western culture, like very like European kings and queens, they had mm-hmm. names like John and Elizabeth, and they would just keep passing that name down to kids. But then population grew, so they had to change it or they made variations of the name. So
okay.
Like
that makes sense.
It would be Robert, but then they might shorten it to Bob or Rob.
Never made sense to me.
I know.
Like, that isn't
it's not name. Bob. Or Richard. Yes, Richard. Dick. Rich. What? Like, what? How did you get? Anyway, so yeah, that's what they did. And then fast forward even further, then people are reflecting what they see on TV.
Yes, because Ashley and Britney was super popular. Yeah. When I was growing up, I have no idea who started that trend in the 89s. The late 80s.
So basically people tend to just name from like what is going on culturally. So okay. Culturally, religion, you know, just different things. So that's a very, very, very brief history of naming because it's not that important. But
I mean, I think it's kind of cool because I do have a friend whose husband is Ghanaian.
Okay.
So they did a naming ceremony for their daughter. Oh, and that was,
tell me about current that. Because I've never heard
I mean,
of
I didn't attend it.
Oh, but she told you about it.
Well, I guess I should stop calling her my friend because we went to high school together. Shout out to Ebony. But, you know, she shared about the naming ceremony. So in their culture, they first name the child whatever day that they were born on.
Oh.
And then they do the naming ceremony. Now, I'm not sure if she had any say-so with the name or not.
So you don't know if she chose the name of her kid.
I'm not sure if it was given to them by like the elders in their family. But I just thought it was so cool and so neat. Like the naming ceremony almost seemed like bigger than the baby shower.
That's
it was like
so
a big
cool.
deal. I thought it was dope.
So you could just, you get a little time with your baby and then you name them.
Yeah, which I honestly think is a kind of smart idea.
That's pretty cool.
You ever seen a little bad kid named Serenity? Like, you know dango well, ain't nothing serene about you. But then you have some kids, and I love my friend, I'm gonna shout you out too, girl, but her son name is Cannon. And he acts like a cannonball, like just he is.
That's
Cannon, like that's Cannon. You know,
that's
he fits
funny.
His name.
So I did see something about naming ceremonies where, like, also at the naming ceremony, like they may baptize or christen the baby and stuff like that. But that I think that's pretty cool. I guess it's interesting to see like how other cultures name their baby.
Oh yeah, because I've heard so many Muhammads, like first and last name,
right?
And like you're like which one are you? Can you imagine being in a class full of Muhammads? You're like Muhammad. And you're like
And that's funny. So when you think about names, how did you choose your names?
Ooh, so each kid for us was different. I do know some people like is it alliteration where every kid name is going to start with a J, or I don't know if that's the right term or not in poetry, but. You know, some families do that, like all the kids' names start with a J or the same letter. Us, we did want our kids to have their own name. I personally wanted Tyson's name, my oldest son, to be named after his dad. Really, I told you, I like surnames. My dad is a senior, my brother's a junior, my nephew's a third. But Realist was really adamant on he needs his own name. But I'm like, you have this dope, unique name. And he actually got it from his grandfather.
That's so
great
cool.
Grandfather. I know.
That's so cool because I really thought they made that up.
Girl, I did too. Then his mama got the nerd to talk about something. It's actually pronounced Realist. Realist. So I'm like, girl, it's Realist now. I don't know what you, anywho. But Tyson, me and Realist met at a boxing party, at his boxing party. And when I was pregnant with Tyson, we were watching a boxing match. And I said, well, who your favorite boxer? He said, Mike Tyson. I said, oh my gosh, Tyson, that would be a good name.
Aww.
And so that was that.
So you came up with it together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. He was just like, cool, I like it too.
Simple.
What is Tyson's Grayson? I'm like, what is my son's middle name?
Children, they do that to you. You forget some brain cells every once in a while.
Yeah. And Raylan, we knew we wanted to name, it was our first daughter together. So we wanted to name, I'm named after my parents.
Okay.
Alana, my dad's name is Alan.
Mm-hmm.
My middle name is my mother's first name.
Okay.
So I wanted to do that with Raylan, do something kind of cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Realist?
Yeah, I don't know.
How can you come up with a girl name off of Realist?
Reality?
And there.
No.
I'm sure there are some realities out there, but not in my house. So actually, her godmother was like helping me come up with our names. I knew her middle name was going to be Alana.
Okay.
I mean, she's going to be named after us. So she showed me Raylan. She said Reagan, but I'm like, cool on that guy. Even though I think that's a really cute name.
Just didn't like the president.
Didn't like that president.
Okay. Understand.
So she said Raylan. I thought it was a really pretty name. And then Azora. Y'all, that's a... I'm going to hold off on Azora's name. Now, how did y'all come up with Elia?
So this, you're about to probably like die laughing. So this is like super deep. And Chimdi's like, this is so ridiculous. But I was like, okay. So the number 5 was like very significant to me and to him. So that was his jersey number in college. That was also my line number. I was in a sorority in college. So that was like my line number. And then we didn't get engaged until after being together for 5 years. So I was like,
okay.
So I know so this is getting, I'm getting here. I'm following. Just stay with me. Okay. So then I was like, I really want a name that's significant to us. Okay. So E is the 5th letter in the alphabet.
Oh, wow.
I told you it's getting real. It's going to get juicy. Okay.
Okay.
So then I was like, okay. So that's where we're going to start. So then I was like, I need an E name. And I told my friends, like, I'm probably not going to tell y'all the name, but I really want her name to start with an E. Or actually, we did not know the gender of our baby. So we needed a boy name and a girl. And we had 2 boy names. Oh, my gosh. This just came back to remember it. So we had a girl name. And Chimdi's brother, one of his brothers, randomly texted us like, yeah, having a baby. And we're like, okay. And then babies do, and like, I don't even know when we found out, but it felt like it was like super fast. We found out and then the baby came. It felt
they
super
was
fast.
Hiding it. All right.
I don't know. I really don't know. I may just be remembering it wrong. I don't know. But then he's like, all right, send us the baby's here, send us a picture of the baby. Oh, what's her name? He was like, her name's Eliana. And we're like, what?
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, Chimdi, that's the name that we picked out. What are we going to do? They're first cousins. He's like, it's fine. There's so many names. I'm like, but we fell in love with that name. And at the time, we hadn't started trying or anything, but we knew, like, we're probably going to start trying in a year or 2.
Wait a minute. Y'all had chose the baby name before you were pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all deep, deep.
Yeah. I had picked these names. Like, I was serious, okay? Because we knew that we were going to start trying soon. But it just, at the time, we had to wait because, like, he was injured and we didn't know where we were going to be. So we wanted to get settled on the next team or whatever before we started trying. So we're like, what kind of names do you like? Because the thing is, like, Chimdi, both of our names have meanings. He always told me that he wanted the names to have meaning. He didn't care if it sounded good. He just wanted it to have a meaning, and a meaning that went reference God in some kind of way, because his name means my God is good in Nigerian. He's Nigerian, and a lot of his siblings name all reference God in some kind of way.
Okay.
And then my name was a Asian perfume that my mom saw in a magazine.
What does it mean?
It means to like seek the unknown and obtain the elusive, or so deep, right? I don't know if I'm doing that, but that's what it meant. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. So we both have names that people probably struggle to pronounce, but they meant something. So we're like, we don't want our name to be hard to pronounce, but we still want to carry a meaning. So it was like, okay. So then we came up. It's funny that we didn't really have any girl names. The girl names I liked, I don't even remember. Chimdi hated them. And he gave me a name that I hated. I was like, I'm sorry. I ain't going to say it because it might be somebody that name, but... I'm like, no, we're not doing that. So then my friend was like, there's this girl at my school. She works at a school and she's like, her name's Elia. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but she spelled it E-L-I-A. I'm like, okay. So I look it up and I was like, wow, that is a pretty name. I just love the way it was spelled. We struggle with pronunciation because we're like, is it Elia? Like, we just weren't sure. Yeah. So that's how we came up with Elia's name.
What does her name mean?
Means my God is good, but hold on.
She don't even know what the damn name
is. I do know what her name means. I get hers and Chimdi's confused. Oh my gosh. Just forget it.
Okay, so this is a little story about Azora now.
How deep?
Y'all, it's... The thing about Azora is, again, every kid, now, I'm with you, Sia. I wish we would have not told people what the kid name was going to be. Why? Now tell the people, you, why did you decide not to share?
Because I didn't really care what they thought. And I felt like if I told them, then we would have to freaking deal with, I don't like it, it's ugly, and because literally, like, when we, well, one, when we didn't tell, then his brother took the dang old name that we, he didn't know. It right, actually, right. Like, he had first and middle name.
So, that that like, is weird.
Like, so I was like, oh, and then he was like, it's okay. Because in Nigerian culture, like, they have a lot of the same names. He was like, it's fine. We got like 10 Chimdis in the family. We can have like two Elianas. I was like, no, but it's okay. But yeah, it was it. We did not. And I've seen where people would tell me a name and I didn't like it.
And you show all your emotions and I would on be your like, face, girl.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't really care to deal with that.
So this is my advice to the listeners. I am with Sia now. I highly recommend keeping that name to yourself. And I'm gonna tell y'all why. My childhood best friend, I literally almost lost the friendship because of this.
Ooh, do tell.
So when we were trying to come up with names for Azora, we knew that we wanted her name to start with an A. Because my name starts with an A.
Oh, so you laughed at me with my E.
I mean, I didn't go through the fifth letter. I mean
it was significant
letter.
To us, but whatever.
I thought it was beautiful how y'all came up with it, though. And I thought it was very thoughtful. Anyway, so listen. You know, we were trying to come up with A names. And my mother says, Azaria, that's a beautiful name. Like, how about we name her Azaria? And I was like, wow, I really like that. Really liked it. Hit up my girls like, hey, y'all, we're really thinking about naming the girl Azaria. So mind you all, we're in a group me.
Okay.
And so I asked my friend, were you thinking of a name similar to that? She's not married. She's dating, but baby is not even considered right now. Mm-hmm. But like you had your kid names kind of in your head already. And she's like, yes, the name was Zaria. And so I was like, oh, wow. I still had no idea like this was going to be a conflict. So mm-hmm. in my mind, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, they're going to have names that are similar to each
close
other.
Close to each other. Yeah.
Like, we're best friends. Maybe they'll be best friends. How right. dope is this, right? It created an entire rift between us. She felt like I betrayed her.
Oh,
I was
my
being
gosh.
Unloyal. Apparently, she told me that she's wanted this her future daughter to have that name since we were kids. I don't remember. I didn't remember. I really
like kid,
did not.
Like kid. Like
she said, I've been wanting this name since I was like 11. I'm
oh,
like, girl,
wow.
I don't remember. Why would I remember other people's baby names? I'm just not like certain things aren't that important to me.
Uh-huh.
And certain things like that are not. And then, too, things change. You know?
Yes.
Because there were names that I thought I was definitely going to name
that
my kids.
That is true. I didn't even go back to none of those names.
Yeah, you just don't. So she very well may have told me. And
when you were 11, though.
I wholeheartedly can sit here today and tell y'all I did not remember.
You stole that girl name. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever the case. Her name isn't, my baby's name isn't Azaria. But it
so
really,
she was upset with you
was
thinking that you were going to use a name that she really wanted to use.
Yeah.
And
but what really messed me up is that she associated that with being disloyal.
Oh.
And it reminded my sister-in-law was like, well, do you remember on Real Housewives of Atlanta when Kim took Candy's baby's name Cash? And I'm like, no.
I do remember that.
And she was crying. I was like, this is ridiculous. But why do we do that? Why do we get so connected to names when names are so popular, right?
They are popular, but I will say I didn't even meet the little girl. Other than the girl that my friend said, she was like, she was so cute and her name was Elia. And I don't even know if she pronounced it. I haven't heard that name before, and I hardly ever meet another Sia. I only met one through social media.
Yeah.
And she just was looking to see if there was other people out there.
I bet you
like
was in
that.
The Asian culture, though, you might find some more Sias. I'm just going to put that out there.
I mean, it is an Asian perfume. We probably all kinds of cousins and best friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like people do that because when you're thinking about like your first kid and this is me, everything is the first and it's so special and unique. And we forget that other people really exist and there's other kids out there until you freaking
have a kid.
And then you're like, dang.
Because let me tell you, Azora got sick when she was about 3 weeks old. And it was two Azarias in the hotel on her, I mean, in the hospital on her floor.
Oh my goodness.
I said, well, would you look at that? This name ain't so unique as you think it is. And another little girl who my daughter dances with is named Azaria. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is actually a popular name.
That's funny.
So I think you told me before that sometimes people don't even realize that the name that they're thinking about is popular.
Right.
Because they're not around kids. If you don't have kids or nieces and nephews, if you don't really have a reason. If you
didn't meet an adult Azaria, then you just didn't meet an adult Azaria. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, but people are just...
hilarious.
So ridiculous.
So that's, we came up with Azora because I think I was reading Their Eyes Were Watching Gods by Zora Neale Hurston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, she's an amazing author. She's significant in the Black community. And I want to make it an A. Azora. Boom. There we go.
Dope. So you said you told people about Azora's name or you didn't?
I told people about all the names.
Okay. Do you think that if you, by chance, by God's given grace, if you had another kid, would you tell people?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because that was very stressful. Like, she missed my entire pregnancy.
She just denied you as a friend.
Yeah,
completely.
We got into a big argument.
Wow.
Because you don't question my loyalty, especially something like, to me, that was super minute in my opinion.
I don't think it should have went that far.
No, I couldn't believe it. It felt really small, but it became really big.
I'm not going to lie, though. If somebody stole Ellie's name and they knew I was going to name her that, I would have been pissed. But guess what? They would have been mad because at that point, I wouldn't have looked for another name. They would have just had the same name and you would have been mad.
That's kind of how I thought it was going to be. Like, worst case scenario, if you really want something, you do it.
Yes.
Like, if you really...
It's weird, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know people had the same name that were, like, really close. Like, Chimdi's family does have... And it's just something they do in their culture. They rotate a lot of the names. Like, he has a sister named Blessing. He has a cousin named Blessing.
Yeah. I have it in my family, too, girl. Yeah. There's so many Yvonne's.
So it's funny that... centuries later we're still keeping some of these family names and sharing them. That's pretty cool.
I think it is too. And what about nicknames?
I am not a fan of nicknames.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I don't really care to
yeah, Pookie and Poo-Poo, like Elliot.
Okay, those are whack nicknames though.
Like, I mean, we shorten her name, call her Ellie. And
how you gonna short Elia?
I know it's funny.
Already shorted.
It's four letters.
It's like calling
you
Z.
We added an L.
Hey, what are you? X. I'm tripping.
We added an L when we say Ellie because I don't write it with one L. I know. It's like shorter to me cuter. I don't know. I don't really like people call my husband Chim. I've never called him Chim ever in my entire
people
life.
People call my husband Real. To the point where I literally, when he told me his name was Realist, I thought he was playing. I was like, the realist, whatever your name is. He's like, you just gonna come at my name? I'm like, oh, that's your real name? Oh, my bad. Who name is Realist? Yes. But I heard that some people literally name their kids based off of what the nickname is gonna sound like.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah.
To each his own.
I don't really do that, but you know. Anyway, so let's look at a list of top names in 2019. Let's see what people are really feeling right now and if we like it or not.
You think Brittany and Ashley made the list?
Probably. Okay, here is the list of top trendy baby names for 2019. And this comes from mom365.com. So it's like a website. I looked at a couple other ones and they pretty much are the same, but this is just like top 10. So we have Emma.
Okay.
Liam. Noah. Olivia. Ava. Isabella. Sophia. Elijah. Logan. And Mia.
Wow.
A lot of girl names, by the way.
They seem kind of old school to me.
I know.
Not old school, but like traditional, I guess.
I think names cycle through. Like, we go through cycles with
That's
names.
True.
And I'm pretty sure I've heard a kid name all of these recently, like new babies named all of these. Maybe not Emma, but I definitely know Heard of a Noah, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Elijah. I know like 30 million Elijahs. Mia. So pretty much all but Logan and Emma. All the other ones, I've heard of a new baby named that.
I'm pretty sure there's an Emma in Raylan's class, so the three-year-olds.
Wow. Yeah, they're, so basically, seems like people, because these, some of these are like biblical names.
Elijah.
So, yeah. Noah. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we're just cycling
through. So it's not like people getting in that word.
Or we're just going through a phase where we're cycling back names that from a long time ago.
You know what, though? At least we can read and pronounce these names.
Okay.
Because let me look. Some of y'all, and y'all unique, different, you know, names can just look.
What?
And then have the nerve.
Oh, Lord.
To get mad when you mispronounce it. So I mentioned I am subbing now. And I get to see all the names, at least in the Columbus area of Ohio.
Okay, tell us. What
Girl,
have you seen?
Okay, so one of the kids' names, I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
Lana gonna be fired the next episode.
His name was pronounced Trap. Okay, it was spelled like travel. But
like
it was pronounced
T-R-A-V-L. Nothing else.
T-R-A-V-E-L.
Yeah.
Dang, it was
I'm really struggling today.
It's cool, girl. I'm sure there's one out there just like that.
No, I can spell. I don't know what's going on with me today.
Go ahead. His mama can spell too, literally. Like, his name is pronounced Travail.
Okay.
And he was so happy when I said Travail. And I did feel good because in my mind I said, I know your mama did not name you Travel. So I'm just going to go out on a whim here. Travail. He was like, oh my gosh, she got my name right. I was like, I sure did. I sure did.
I don't really know if that's Travail. I'm just going to say it. I know you. He probably felt it. I'm just telling. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. How would you spell Travail?
Another L and an E. Okay. At least.
Yeah. This might going to be like Travail.
Hey,
you know that long A with the E at the end. Yes, but that was huge for me when I was trying to think of the name. I mean, how I wanted to spell my kids' names. And Raylan gets Raylan all the time.
People,
and it drives me crazy because it's one word, y'all. It's one word.
I am the queen of freaking growing up with people jacking my name up. And I did not want that for Elia, but people still jack her name up. And I feel like it's pretty straightforward, but
My name gets jacked up. I mean, Rillis called me Elena the first time he saw me. I said, dude, that is not my name. I will correct the person in a heartbeat. It got so bad when I was a kid. I was like, Mom, did you spell my name wrong?
Aww.
She was like, no, them people can't read.
People, listen, so I'm all here for unique. But when I was a kid, there are sometimes I was like, why do I have this terrible name that people keep messing up? Because I just got tired of correcting people.
I
got older and I learned more about the meaning. And I just like things that like people pronouncing it, whatever. But then when I would tell them like what it meant or how my mom found it, they were like, that is really cool.
Your
I really
name
like
is really
it.
Pretty. But even though I'm with you, I was like, I don't know how to pronounce this girl's
name. I get
name.
Xia, Zia, Zaya.
Saya.
No, girl, I get it. So I would be mad. But I mean, it's a different culture.
Yeah, it's not English, technically. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I was
That is like shade number 55 from you today.
It really isn't English. That thing I mean you can't be mad at that
I
one.
I just
though,
snorted.
Real,
oh my god. Mommy, you hear what Alana just said? I'm not English.
You said you didn't want to be American, so anyway. But I do pride myself when I can pronounce a kid's name right. I will say that.
I really don't try.
Spelled all kinds of crazy.
I do not try because I see people. I would see, you know, you take attendance with the sub, and I would be like, she about to mess up my name. I hated the first day of class, or the first day of school. I had to tell people we got 9 periods of class in high school.
Gosh.
I had to repeat myself at least 15 times how to tell them how to say my name.
Dang.
And they were like, do you have a nickname? No.
X.
My friends would call me Cece and spell it with XIXI. I was like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just a struggle. But so I found some really crazy names. You tell me what you think of them. So here's some crazy unique names in 2019. So these aren't the trendy ones. These aren't the top names. These are
the Northwestes of life and the Blue Ivies. Okay. I'm listening.
Interesting names. So these are some boy ones. Axton. It's spelled AXTON.
Wait, pause there, because I actually knew a dude named Sexton. You know he got cheese growing up. Why did his mom and dad do that to him? Go ahead, girl.
Somebody named their son Boston.
Okay.
Deacon.
That was D-E-A-C-O-N?
Yeah, like deacon in a church.
Okay. Deacon Pop.
Well, imagine how many people go think he a preacher when he grow
up. Deacon.
How about this one? Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S.
That's somebody's last name for sure. And they wanted to keep it in the family. I'm convinced.
Oh, I don't know how to say this. Iker, I-K-E-R.
Iker? Iker?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Now listen.
What's this one? Okay, I think I've seen this before. I'm going to spell it R-H-Y-S.
Rice?
I don't know. I was going to say, man, I thought maybe they was getting unique with like Reese. I don't know.
Oh, let's talk about the people who have common names, but they're spelled all kinds of ways.
Oh, Lord.
I've seen my name spelled all kinds of ways.
Like what?
A-L-O-N-N-A. I-L-I-A-N-A. Mind y'all, my name's Alana. I don't know where the I came from. A-L-A-N-N-A.
Oh.
The list goes on. A-L-L-A-N-N-A.
Okay, what about this one? K-O-L-L-Y.
Chloe?
I don't know. Kylie? Coley?
Say it again.
K-O-L-L-Y.
Cooley?
I don't know.
This is how I sound when I'm subbing. So my friend gave me a tip. She said, just call him by their last name. Oh, you are so genius. Yes. Thank you for that. Because I'm like, that is so smart. Mr. Smith, are you here, Mr. Smith?
Ulani, I'm assuming. U-L-A-N-I.
Okay, y'all. So we went from unique to ghetto. I'm going to just put it out there. But what makes a name unique versus being ghetto?
That's a good question, because I feel like, a lot of African-American names, a lot of black names come from, I feel like, so at one point they were like Swahili or something like that, like Kai or Malachi and stuff, or some kind of African culture.
Where are you pulling this information?
I'm telling you, like, so people would go and look in like African name books. Okay. Like, I want a strong African name, roots with some country in Africa. So people would do that, right?
Okay.
Then I think people just like the way it sounded, and they just said, I'm going to name it whatever. And then you got people, like I said, people really would name based on like things they did, or, you know, things that were important to their family. So maybe Mercedes car was their favorite car they couldn't afford. So,
girl, and then let's talk about the different punctuations we like to put in our names.
Oh, Lord.
Well, hyphens and
apostrophes.
I'm surprised I ain't seen no exclamation point. Or something.
A question
or
mark.
Ale.
Well, you have to think, though. This is the one thing, though. A lot of Americans come from different countries. So we just don't understand half of that stuff. We just don't. We don't. Like, it's different language. So they accent different letters, different consonants, different vowels differently than we do. So sometimes people just get on Google, you know, the internet.
And they pick a name.
Yeah.
Let's stop doing that, guys. You know? We're going to stop in 2019. Okay, let's make a pact.
Before we go, though, I want to give people some tips who are like struggling with like trying to figure out names, or how to figure out a name, or where do you go? What do you do? So here are some things that you should consider. So number one, The name that you choose, like we said earlier, is probably going to be super popular no matter what you do. And good I say point. That because most times, like I said earlier, you just may not, just because you haven't met that person yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like when you drive in a car, when you first get your car, you're like, ooh, I got this Chevy Traverse. Then you look around like, there goes another Chevy Traverse.
And another one.
And another one. And another one. And another one.
You're like, well, I'm going to test drive another car. And then you see it everywhere. It's like
in another way.
It's just it becomes more your radar.
More aware,
yeah,
too.
You're more aware. Your radar is on. You're like listening for like, oh, is that the name that? Oh no, like
what's her name? Oh, Braylon, not Raylan. Okay.
I mean, you just have to. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So number two, and this is kind of with number three. So I'm gonna put them together. So number two is your family will learn to love it, and number three is some people just won't get it.
They sure won't, because Tyson, his grandmother still calls him Titus sometimes. I don't know where she got Titus from, y'all, but that's his name for her.
So we had
a mess. So really, let's get your mama.
So we have our jokes earlier about names, but the reality is, like, if you have something that's important to you, like Caitlin, then we don't have to get it.
We do not.
We not going to be her teacher either, so it don't matter.
And if you spell that baby name like Brittany and you want to pronounce it like Ashley, then
wait, what?
That's what you do. You know, her name is Ashley. And it just looks like Brittany, okay?
Oh, my gosh. And, too, like Alana said, like, you don't have to tell anybody the name, because once the baby freaking comes, they're going to love it.
Yep.
Oh, the baby's so cute. Your name fits you. They're going to have to say the name, so they'll get over it. So don't worry about it.
Or go make a nickname up.
Oh, Lord. Yes, they will.
You know how family do.
Families do. Really. They're the reason why kids have nicknames.
Because they can't pronounce whatever you try to spell.
They're like, she needs a nickname. I'm going to call her, I don't know, Teddy Bear. I'm like, what?
What's number four?
Okay, so number four, most name associations don't last. So this was a big one for me. When we were thinking of names, and Trinity was like, what about this? And I was like, no, I know this girl like that, and she was hot, and I don't want my daughter to be hot. So
hot? Look at you, so old school.
I am.
She was fast.
She was out there, okay? She was hot to trot, and I didn't want my daughter to be out there trotting,
oh my
okay?
Gosh.
So, but honestly, the older you get, the more you meet people, the less that association will matter. I mean, unless it's somebody that you absolutely hate, it's probably not going to go away. But if it's somebody that just had some characters you didn't like, you're not naming your kid after them. If you really like the name, then name them. It's fine. Number five, pop culture can change everything.
Yes, it makes things more acceptable. Supposedly. If I'm your child's sub, though, I'm still judging you and the kid, okay?
Yeah, I think pop culture now has allowed people to name their kids after things more so than people, like different fruits. You probably got a papaya running around here somewhere.
It's probably an oak wood tree or something. I don't know.
Yeah, pop culture has allowed us to, you know, name them after directions and places.
Now, is this one of them? But I'm going to wait. Let me just see what you say. Yeah, okay. I got a question about that one.
So number six, the name might not suit the kid's personality.
Very true.
So, I mean, and that's okay. Just know, like, sometimes they're like, I want my kid to be an actor. So what's a cool actor name? Like, I mean.
And then end up being like a scientist.
Right. I mean, that may not be like.
So wait, this is funny. We used to say, like, you know, us Black folk, we love our sports. So we would try to announce the name to see how it was going to sound. Like, Tyson Parks.
That is funny. I think we did that for like boys. Like, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes. Yeah,
he gonna follow right in his daddy's footsteps. He gonna be an NFL cornerback just like you, because it sound good on a jersey.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if that's true, but
it's not.
There are ways you could test the name. Like, yes, that sounds very presidential. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think though that's why some people do wait to name their kid.
Yeah,
and some people change their kids' names after they.
I have heard that
five, 6 years old.
Some people leave the hospital without a name.
Yeah,
and I think that's okay.
Me too,
because it's a big deal. So, The name doesn't, number seven, the name doesn't always lend itself to nicknames. I think you kind of hinted at this earlier, but some people literally do choose because of a nickname.
I want to call her Ray Ray, so I'm going to call her Ray Lynn.
I don't think you should do that. Number eight, so unusual names may be problematic. As I've mentioned earlier, I struggle because people call me Zaya.
Well, see, what I was thinking, Zia. And this is why I didn't want to bring it up, but getting a job.
Yes. And so that's a big deal. And it's sad because you have to think we are a country of a melting pot. So people come from all over, mm-hmm. have different cultures, different names. And the reality is we're going to start to see a lot more names that we've never heard of.
Yeah.
And so people hiring going to have to get
used to it. If you can pronounce Michelangelo and all the, you know, artists and stuff. Yeah. I think you should be able to name.
You should.
Don Chiquana or something.
No.
But no, you do. Like, that's something that we think about,
though.
That
is something that you think
like,
about.
Like, wow, if I name my kid this, are they going to get a job?
What are they going to think about my kid? Are they going to prejudge them before they even come?
Is the resume going to make it pass?
Are they
going
to know what race? That's why some people do, like, they'll do, like, unisex names. So you don't know if it's a girl or a boy. So they don't have to feel like, oh, we don't want no girl in here because she might have a family or whatever. So they do.
That's sad.
Some people do unisex names for that reason and stuff like that.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, like, her name is simple, Michelle, but we have a cool nickname for her that if you know her, you would never even know her name was Michelle.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's sad. So the last thing, and I think this is the most important, the name you pick will be perfect.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it's the name for your baby.
Yeah.
So whatever you're going through with people's, what is it called? Two cents.
Just throw that 2 cents in a pond and make a wish.
You just pick the name that works for you. Honestly, like, we joked about names and stuff. And like I said, like, we really wanted a name with meaning. And Alana really liked names that reference her and her husband. So you just got to go with what works for you. I mean, it is what it is. They'll get over it.
Yeah.
It's your kid anyways.
It's your kid. Say it again.
You do what you want. If you want to name her Apollonia, you name her Apollonia.
And don't get bullied into the grandma saying, well, I want her to have my middle name.
Oh, Lord. Parents really do. Oh, man. Grandparents do that.
Oh, yes, for sure. I always wanted somebody named after me. I'm like, you're going to have to keep on waiting, girl. It ain't going to be mine.
You just do what you want to do, okay?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
For sure. So, I want you all to join the conversation, though. Do you decide to share the baby's name? Do you not decide to share the baby name? What's the difference between unique versus ghetto? You
know, I really don't know.
Have we allowed pop culture to determine
You can name your kid Apple,
names?
You know?
Yeah.
That was real popular when we were
growing
up.
Which is cute. Blue or Ivy for... You should have named Elliot V for five. In all, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We want to hear some of y'all baby names too. In closing, choosing your child's name is almost a permanent decision. It can be stressful but joyful at the same time. So when you're thinking about it, pray about it, do whatever you need to do, but talk to your significant other and come up with something that works for you and him or her.
Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to Real Moms 2, that's T-O-O, not T-W-O, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Bye.